Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be moderating the panel on the Greek real estate market, a market that has been severely affected by the adverse economic environment and which is key to economy in general. Market values have been dropping since the beginning of the financial turmoil. We heard before by the Minister of Economy that they have dropped by 42%. According to the data of the Bank of Greece, they continue dropping in 2015, although not equally in all segments. And there are indications that they are dropping in most segments of the market in 2016. Demand has been low, and pressures to renegotiate rental values have continued in all segments of the real estate market. However, there are some experts who tend to believe that this may be the end or nearly the end of the downward cycle, especially regarding prime offices, prime retail properties, and touristic properties, such as hotels, touristic accommodations, touristic installations in general, which is the subject matter of the following panel, but is interconnected to this panel as well. So I have the honor to have here four of these experts. The CEO of the biggest, if I'm not mistaken, or one of the biggest developing companies, and the CEOs of three out of the four listed real estate investment companies. And I will start the discussion with Mr. Chrysikos. Mr. Chrysikos is the CEO of Grivalia Properties. If I remember correctly, that was the first real estate investment property that was listed, correct, Mr. Chrysikos?
The second,
okay. one of the leading real estate investment companies in Greece. That has already attracted interest of foreign investors. And I would like to ask you, Mr. Chrysikos, do you anticipate the market to return to stability? And if yes, which segments are to become the focus of demand of investors?
Well, thank you for your question. First of all, I would like to welcome you all. Thanks, Mr. Bornozis, for the opportunity to come again to New York and present you the thesis for investments in the Greek real estate sector. Grivalia has been listed the last 10 years, so we're the second REIT to top the markets, and our listing was in April 06, so we are 10 years listed company. We have managed in that decade to attract top-notch institutional investors. Currently, as we speak, more than 75% of the company is in hands of very reputable institutional investors that have trusted us in deploying their capital in the Greek real estate market. For many years, we were not deploying capital. But from 2013 onwards, in the last 2.5 years, we have executed more than 300 million of investments in the Greek real estate sector. Grivalia mainly focuses in the prime commercial real estate, but we have also created a new specialized platforms, Grivalia Hospitality, to go after some hospitality projects, mainly in Greece. Our main focus is the prime office assets. We believe that the fundamentals are very attractive as we speak. The real estate prices that we can get represent a fraction of the replacement cost, which is a key factor for us to invest. The yields prevailing in that sector are quite high, a lot higher than the ones prevailing in other European countries. We enjoy a healthy spread of at least 200 bips from other European countries. And we are also targeting in prime retail sector and in the logistics. With the hospitality, we are also trying to deploy capital in Greece. Mainly, we're trying to invest in the high-end hospitality sector, touristic sector.
And do you believe that the market will return to stability? Because that was the question.
Yes, well, since 2014 onwards, we have seen stability coming back to the sectors that I just described. We have seen also in the prime retail, in the prime office sector, the first signals of rent recovery. But the real estate works in multiple dimensions. So you have the prime spectrum when things have stabilized and we see some potential growth. But there is also the secondary market that continues falling in terms of prices. We see in the secondary and the second quality assets that the vacancy levels are quite high, more than 50%. There is no demand for them. So we believe that in that area of real estate, the prices will keep falling. Only when we see the recovery of the prime and some contraction in the yields in prime, it will make sense for us to go into the secondary assets.
Okay, so thank you very much for this. What you mentioned before about the secondary assets and the prime assets made me think of the assets that will enter in the real estate market now that the Greek banks are in the process of deleveraging, and also with the assets that will enter the Greek real estate market with NPLs. And I would like to ask Mr. Karitinos. Mr. Karitinos is the CEO of NBG Pangea, REIC, another real estate investment company, the biggest one in terms of assets, which has recently been listed by reverse merger. So, Mr. Karitinos, what do you think about the entry in the market of all these assets from banks, NPLs?
Yeah, okay. So I would like also to thank for the invitation and the opportunity to be here again and present the developments in the real estate sector, in the Greek real estate sector. You also should note that this is a very Greek and clever panel. There are two Aristotles and one Odysseus and Ulysses, so it's very clever. I believe that this NPL story has to be properly assessed. Definitely, the total number of NPLs is, for Greece is huge, is more than 110 billion. However, to be honest, we don't know exactly what will be the value of the collaterals that could be investment grade collaterals, so they could be useful for companies like us. Definitely the number is much less than the total figure. I believe in the best case a few billion, but this is enough to boost the supply in the Greek market, which definitely has a problem in this aspect. Supply was not was traditionally one of the main problems of a market that was not very deep. So I believe that this might considerably improve the market conditions and provide opportunities, much more opportunities in the forthcoming years, for investors, and especially for Greek investors that have a long-term investment horizon. So it will be the natural exit for the banks that want to sell the collaterals of the NPLs, or the companies, the funds, that will buy from the banks the NPLs and will definitely sell in a second stage the collaterals to the Greek market. So our company, which is the largest in the market with 1.6 billion assets, is already investing in this market, not the NPLs, but in the Greek market, which, although in a deep crisis, provides opportunities. We invested during the last 3 or 4 years more than 600 million in the market, which I think is a record, and for any kind of company, Greek company, investing in Greece. And most of it, more than 70% in Greece and one part in Italy. So definitely we believe that this opportunity will help a lot our company as well to expand with with better pace in the future, taking the opportunity of this increased supply.
So it will boost the supply, but don't you see a risk there that prices will drop further down?
Yes.
Or you mean that there is a lack of prime properties?
That's a good question. To be honest, as I told you, we don't know exactly what's the mix of the properties and which part of them is prime, which of them is investment grade. As I told you, I believe it's a very small fraction of the total figure. However, I don't think that this process will be a process of 1 or 2 years. Definitely, it's going to take more than maybe 5 or 7 years to bring to the market all this supply. So, no, I'm not very much afraid of the prices. This will not, create conditions that will be distress conditions. And I believe that anyone that believes that can buy real investment-grade properties in Greece at a heavy discount is making a very big mistake. And that's why there's a lack of foreign investors investing in the Greek in Greece now, because all of them are after heavily discounted properties. So it's a very good opportunity for us who are buying at fair prices.
And I would like to add here that when we're talking about NPLs, we have also the problem of the auction procedure. We talked before about the legislative framework here in Greece. So you are right that not many properties will enter into the market in the next 5 to 7 years.
Absolutely. It will be a very gradual process.
Mm-hmm. Passing on to Mr. Halikias. Mr. Halikias is the CEO of ICI, Intercontinental International Real Estate Investment Company, a smaller company but a strong one, which managed to be listed in the ATHEX in August, if I'm correct, Mr. Halikias.
That is correct.
Which is an achievement. So I would like to ask you, what is the role of Greek real estate companies, such as Greek REITs, in Greek real estate market and economy in general? And what are the advantages of Greek REITs? And I'm asking it now because this year's taxation increased in REITs, which was the highest advantage, of course.
So that alone is not a true advantage to the REITs because it continues to show a level of instability as far as the structure. But the reality of it is that REITs are similar in nature and purpose as real estate investment trusts here in the United States. They enjoy a great deal of tax benefits from real estate taxes, from transfer taxes, and as well as a minimum 50% distribution of profits as tax-free dividends. So this gives a little bit of an advantage as far as the vehicle by which to acquire real estate in Greece. And for that purpose, we think that there is indeed an advantage. But when these advantages are eroded by taxes changing, then you take the investment pool that we have enjoyed from international investors to investors that are more interested in investing in Greek real estate and will be investing in Greek real estate because of their interest in Greece, as opposed to comparing options in other countries. But I can tell you that we have found the benefit to be positive and have continued to invest well in Greek real estate through the REIC vehicle and plan to continue to do so well into the future. The point of the NPLs taking an impact on the real estate values, I agree with Aristotelli that it's all about execution. This is not going to come in an oversupply of available assets. It's going to be coming on in a planned, structured way. And at that point, we'll be able to see a steady and continued progress in the valuations of real estate. And it'll give us the opportunities to be able to invest in that supply.
And as a lawyer, I would like to add there that real estate investment companies are also, according to the legislation, licensed as alternative fund managers, which may be, and I would like your opinion on that, an advantage as they are regulated companies with an attractive legislative framework, which provides confidence to the investors, correct?
Look... I come from a background of real estate here in the United States, and also banking, one of the two most regulated industries in the country. And when we were investing in Greece through the REIC structure, one of the benefits that we saw was that the REIC structure is heavily regulated from a standpoint of absolute transparency. And that gives comfort to investors from a standpoint of understanding that the regulatory requirements on REICs as far as reporting, as far as distributions, as far as the tax benefits that they enjoy, makes the REIC a much more comfortable vehicle to invest in for a foreign investor that needs to have that level of transparency. So from that standpoint, I wholeheartedly agree that the REIC structure and the regulatory environment surrounding them is beneficial to foreign investors.
Thank you. Mr. Athanasiou, as I said before, is the CEO of Lambda Development, which is the biggest developing company and the preferred bidder for the former Ellinikon International Airport. And this is where I would like your opinion, Mr. Athanasiou. How do you think privatizations will boost the market, the real estate market? And if you have to tell us something about the Ellinikon case.
Okay, we can talk about both. Mm-hmm. And I think they are interrelated because Ellinikon is a good example of what opportunities can be offered in Greece and how foreign capital can be employed in the best way possible. At the same time, it's a very good example on the mentality problems we have in Greece, and this is, in my opinion at least, where everything starts. What we need is a cultural shift. We're talking about a bad regulatory environment, we're talking about lack of laws, and in the last several years we're talking about some numbers, all of them denoting a downward trend for the country, a GDP that is shrinking, consumption that goes down, unemployment that goes up. But these are the symptoms. What has brought us in this condition is a lack of extroversion, a lack of a customer-consumer-oriented mentality. If we look at private companies, if you are not customer-friendly, you don't have a future. It's that simple, and we have seen that. Same thing for the states. If you are not investor-friendly in a globalized environment, whether we like it or not, capital is mobile. So capital is going to go elsewhere. And it's not accidental that if you look at international financial stations like Bloomberg, like CNBC, you see countries like Indonesia, like Kazakhstan, like Azerbaijan, like the former Republic of Yugoslavia or Bulgaria, advertising, trying to attract investors in the country. And we are not. We're doing the opposite. So one last thing here. I was surprised to see at London Airport last week a big billboard showing Bavaria trying to attract investors. And we're talking about one of the richest areas in Germany, one of the richest countries in the world, and they are trying to attract investors. What are we doing about that? So number one thing is extroversion. Number two thing is credibility. Credibility is important in every relationship, not only in business. And that means we don't change things retroactively, which we've been doing a lot. And at the same time, we keep deadlines. If you don't have these two things, how can you invest in any place? Not only in real estate, not only in other areas, but in any place. So these two things are, I think, the prime game changers for Greece to attract investors. And now going on the good side of the country, and Ellinikon, as I said, is a good example, it is an area where we can offer good product at good pricing. If I become more specific, you can buy some very, very good malls in Greece for a yield of 8 or 9%, and you can go to Portugal and find where there's a lot of supply of malls, right? And when there's a lot of supply, usually prices go down. What happens is that in Portugal, you can buy malls for 5% yield, which means a much more expensive price. You come to Greece, you have to pay 8 or 9%. This is very cheap. Why? Because of the country risk, which we are imposing to ourselves. Ellinikon, and I'm finishing here, is probably one of the best examples for internal impact and external attraction. Internal impact because it has a huge multiplier. The good effects can be spread out across all the sectors of the Greek economy, touristic, construction, infrastructure, we're talking about waste management, energy management, telecom companies being involved, you name it. And at the same time, it is in a good way because you don't have a place where one company has to compete against another and one wins or the winner takes it all. It's the opposite. The project is so big, we're talking about 7 to 10 billion euros investments that everybody can benefit. Employment will start at 10,000 people and will go fast to 75,000 people. And we're looking at it. And it's also a good example from an external standpoint of view for foreign capital to be employed because you have opportunities for investors, you have opportunities for developers. Apparently there are so many developments there that all kinds of developers are attracted. You have opportunities for operators. You have 5 hotels. George was talking about hospitality before. It's a very good example. RICS in Greece can benefit from this. You have a huge office sector. And at the same time, you have also banks that have an opportunity to give some needed liquidation. So you can see the black side and the white side of Greece in Ellinikon.
And is it the white side with Ellinikon? How do you anticipate it to proceed? We have experienced some delays.
Look, I can give a politically correct answer or I can give the real answer, and this time I'm going to give the real answer. The real answer is what I said at the beginning. We have to show that we walk the talk. We have to show that we want Ellinikon to start yesterday. Otherwise, we don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. And we also need promotion of proper processes for public real estate in general.
Yes, we need
stable planning, stable tax regime, finalization of the cadastre. Don't we?
Yes, but then again, these are technicalities, all needed. But the basic thing is, If you go to one of the countries that I mentioned before, imagine you may have a problem and you may have some issues, but in some of them you will feel very secure that the state will be on your side to overcome the obstacles. Mm-hmm. Here, in every opportunity, we try to find problems. And we have smart people. We have educated people. But we see the problems in the opportunities as opposed to see opportunities in the problems. So it's up to us if Ellinikon will start in 2 months or if in 12 months. By the way, Ellinikon Airport shut down March of 2001. So 15 years. A friendly environment to the environment, cement all over the place.
So let's keep the big picture and the optimistic view of Mr. Athanasiou. Thank you for that. Mr. Karitinos, Pangaea was listed through a reverse merger. What are your plans for the future? Are you proceeding with attracting investors? Do you have any other plans in other segments of the real estate market?
Actually, we're after both. I mean, in terms of the small free float, yes, it was the outcome of a reverse merger because back in 2014, where we tried to have an IPO, we didn't have the opportunity because of the political developments, because the market were closed. So we were obliged to go in another way to the stock exchange. And definitely we want to, to amend for that. I mean to adjust our free float. And the only way to do that is to have a capital increase. However, this is not done because we are obliged to. Definitely we believe that the prospects of the market are very good and we want to have, the funds to invest in the Greek market during the next 2 or 3 years. So we definitely need a lot of capital because we believe that there will be the opportunities will be quite important and quite a lot. On the other hand, we expand our strategy to include other sectors. Currently, we have a portfolio of 1.5 billion, which is half and half in the office and the retail sector, prime office and prime retail. So our last investment, which now is planned, is to include two more sectors, which I believe are of strategic importance. Importance to us, which is the city hotels, having an urban character, are fit very well to our existing portfolio, and a niche market, which is the student accommodation, which I believe has a lot of future for Greece, and definitely in we also intend to expand in the logistics sectors, which I also believe that will provide a lot of potential for investment in the forthcoming years.
So one of the sectors is city hotels, and we heard before Mr. Chrysikos, who said that they have initiated this hospitality platform. So risking to overlap with the next panel, Mr. Chrysikos, would you like to expand a bit? Why have you decided to initiate this platform? And how do you think you will expand on it?
Well, when we did our IPO and when we raised capital through the markets, we were telling the investors that the core mission of Grivalia is to invest in the commercial real estate sector. But being on the top of the real estate investments in Greece, we were often presented with opportunities in the hospitality sector. So the last 3 years before deciding to go after that sector, we saw more than 200 opportunities to invest in the hotels. Out of these 200 projects, 2-3 were very good that we didn't want to miss, and this is how we launched the platform in the summer of 2015. Also, the regulatory framework was adjusted accordingly, and we had the opportunity to do it. And this is why we have set it up. Now, we identified a niche sector, which is the prime high-end touristic sector that is missing from the Greek market. I mean, despite having all these amazing destinations, we don't have a Four Seasons in Greece, we don't have Ritz-Carltons in Greece, and all these high-caliber operational top flags of the world. So our business plan is trying to create this high-end exclusive, either city or city resort concepts or even resorts, along with these global operators. And I'm pretty confident that in the next couple of months we will start making the first announcements.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Halikias, do you see any new opportunities? Your company is a company that has been established by U.S. investors, a Greek company. So how do you see the potential of Greece? How do you see prospects?
Yes, we see a number of prospects in different sectors. We're primarily in the commercial office and retail sectors currently, but some of the other sectors, as my colleague George here mentioned, is the hospitality industry, and as our earlier speaker mentioned, Mr. Kalamos said that for the investors here in the United States, they have to understand that Greece is much like Florida is here in the United States. It has the weather, it has the climate, everybody wants to come down there. And as a result, hospitality is going to be playing a big role going forward. The areas that we're looking at as far as hospitality is also in the marina sector. We're also looking at the medical tourism sector. As we see that as an area that you could combine two sectors together. And we also are looking at the, as my other colleague here, Aristotelis, mentioned, the student housing sector and also retirement housing as well. We see those as areas that we will be looking into in the future as opportunities.
Thank you. So we have some less than 5 minutes left, and I will take some questions on the floor. Yes, please.
Thank you. This is Dimitris Kalias. I'm with Sigma Catalyst Partners. We're a boutique M&A advisor based in Athens. We selectively look at real estate deals, so this is a question for the panel. How does the international investment community view the Greek state? We all discussed, you know, the reliability and the riskiness of the Greek state. View the Greek state as a tenant in large real estate buildings. Is it what kind of yields would the investors command from a large office building leased to the Ministry of National Economy, for example, or Greek state? Thank you.
I think that this is a question for either Mr. Chrysikos or Mr. Karitinos.
We have participated in a big sale and lease back transaction with the Greek state. So this is how we have ended up owning a big portfolio with the state as a tenant. It was part of the international tender that took part 2 years ago. I think our approach to that investment was closely linked with the behavior of the GGBs back then and the pricing that we offered to the Greek privatization fund was more or less a spread over the Greek GGBs. Now, the state is honoring the contract. We are also honoring our maintenance obligations, and we have a very healthy, so far, relationship. value can be created in that kind of a transaction only if we saw the we see the stability returning to the market, the confidence, and we see the GGBs trading at a significant lower values. Then it's something that can really create value for us. I think NBG and Aris has done the same transaction simultaneously with us, and more or less they have the same experience.
Yes, we had some problems, to be honest, but I think that these are in the course of to be solved. I mean, there are some rigidities with, you see, with respect to how the Greek government is treating that kind of corporations, but I think that they are open, and we have discussions with them to solve all the problems that we're facing. So I believe that we are in a good course of solving all of them, and I'm sure that everything will go smoothly in the future. And if I remember well, to be honest, George, our offer was less than the GGP at that time. So it was because it's a lot of speculation regarding this deal. I think it was a very good deal for the Greek government at that time. All the opposite, opinions have to do with the lack of knowledge about the details of this deal, because we have a lot of maintenance costs that reduce the yield at levels that were very aggressive at that time and very favorable for the Greek state.
I would like to take other questions as well, but I do not think Mr. Bornozis will let me do that. So thank you very much, and a warm applause for the panel.